الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. إن تفسير كبير إمام جي فخر الدين رازي رحمة الله عليه، is written this, that on one occasion Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was going on one of his missions, giving da'wat, inviting people to Allah. On his way he passed by a qabr. Allah granted him kashf. He saw the condition of the person in the qabr, and he was in great azab, flames, azab, all types of azab. He had to do his work, he carried on, completed his work, returned, he passed by the same qabr. Again Allah gave him kashf. That kashf is that Allah opens to somebody which other people don't see. Something happening now or in the past it happened, it's going to happen in the future. It's a condition which Allah, whom Allah wants to, Allah gives. He saw again the person, but now he saw him in Jannah. All great enjoyments and pleasures, all the pleasures of Jannah. So he turned to Allah, he said, Ya Allah, just a little while ago I passed, I saw him in azab. And now I see him in great enjoyment and pleasure. I don't understand suddenly that how this change has come. Allah said, O Isa, that when this person passed away, is a very big sinner, committed all types, lots of sins because of which I was punishing him. But when he passed away, his wife was expecting his child. The child got born. Mother brought the child up, and when the time for child to go to maktab, madrasa, 5-6 year old child, whatever, then she sent him, and the ustad just told the child to read, Beta par ibni yaqra, bismillah, and just so much he said. And when he read that, so Allah Ta'ala says, fastahiyaitu, I became shy, أُعَذِّبُ عَبْدِي فِي بَطْنِ الْأَرْضِ. I'm punishing my banda in the inside of the earth, in the qabr. وَوَلَدُهُ يَذْكُرُ إِسْمِي عَلَى وَجْهِ الْأَرْضِ. And his little child, masoom child, he's taking my name on the surface of the earth. How can I punish him? And this shows also how quickly Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, he was in azab, he was burned to ashes, burned black coal, charcoal, and Allah made him beautiful, splendid, handsome, radiant, magnificent face, everything in Jannah. So this is the brilliance of the Quran Sharif, that you just start reading it. When we just start, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, we took Allah's protection from shaytan, A'udhu billahi, and shaytan rajim, shaytan the accursed, who does all the worst things, mislead people, take them to Jahannam. We took protection from Allah Ta'ala. So we have come in the fort of Allah. And now all shaitan can be all around us. He cannot harm us. A'udhu, Allah gave us ta'awud to get protect ourselves from all this. And Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, now you are in the fort. You know you are protected. But now all the mercies of Allah. Now biryani is coming, roast is coming, all the namas of Jannat, all the wonderful ibadat. Now your ibadat without interference of shaitan. Now all wasawis and evil thoughts and that, now pure ibadat of Allah. What a thing Allah Ta'ala gave us. So this Quran Sharif Allah has given us, to make qadr of it. As beautifully in this poem it has been said, that kalamuka imam aya. The imam of all speech have come. All the speeches in the world, what speech people have made. But the imam of all of them has come. This is that month of Ramadan. And the honor and respect is that we read the Kalamullah. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that a person who reads the Quran Sharif, that is Nazra, looking inside, and just reading Quran Sharif, then for that on the day of Qiyamah, the parents will be given, mother and father will be given a crown to wear more brighter than the sun if the sun was in your house. And there won't be all the heat which is in the sun and all the discomfort and that. Just that brilliance, that magnificence from this point that tashbih is given. So how lot of noor and why? Just because the sun read Quran Sharif. And if he didn't make his salih sawab, he's the son, so the parents get the reward. So, and if they make his salih sawab for them, in any case the children's sawab go to the parents. But if we make the niyat and pass the sawab, we get much more sawab again. Because we did ahsan on our parents, we did a favor which we are required to do, but which we don't do. Just that little bit to make, Ya Allah, I read Quran Sharif, pass all the sawab to my mother, to my father. We don't do that to my ustad, to my sheikh, to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Pass it to Hazrat Imam Junaid Baghdadi, whoever we want to. And how lot we will benefit. A person by isale sawab, his stages go very high. But we are very weak, just that little click. You did all the work on your computer. You worked 2 hours, 3 hours. Now you just had to save it and you didn't save it. Or you just had to send it to somebody. You did it, you had to prepare and you didn't send it. And when you send it, your sawab is still full by you. If your sawab doesn't be, yours doubles up. Because now you send it, that sawab also you are getting. When a person reads Quran Sharif, Nazra, but one very important condition, وَيَعْمَلُ بِمَا فِيهِ. He makes amal on that. That is a very important condition. وَيُحَلِّلُ حَلَالَ وَيُحَرِّمُ حَرَامًا. That he lives according to the teachings. That is very important. When a person reads the Quran Sharif, then he will be given a crown to wear, the noor of which will be more greater than the sun. That person who read. And his parents will be given clothes to wear more expensive than all the money of the world. Those parents will say, we were like ordinary people. We were not so pious or anything. And this great honor we have been given, they will say, on account of the recitation of your child. And remember, we are all children. Today, alhamdulillah, Allah made me. I'm a father. I'm a grandfather. I'm a great-grandfather. And alhamdulillah, I'm still the child of my parents. Even if I'm a great-grandfather, but I'm still the child of my parents. And if I read, any one of us reads, our parents get that benefit. So they are given those clothes to wear, or they will be given on the day of, and they will ask, Ya Allah, for what? Because of your child's recitation of the Quran Sharif. This is the month to recite Quran Sharif. How much more we can recite, we should recite. When a person makes his child, sends his child to learn Nazra, either parents teach themselves, or they send them to the maktab, on account of sending them, he hasn't still started sending them, go maktab, make arrangement, my child must be enrolled to learn Quran Sharif, privately with somebody you arrange, in the maktab you send the child, whatever it may be, all the sins of the parents are forgiven. All the sins of the parents are forgiven. What a kitab the Quran Sharif Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has given us. When it's a person who becomes hafiz of the Quran, now that is the next stage. He becomes a hafiz. Then he will come on the day of Qiyamah with his face shining like the 14th full moon, which means the handsomeness, the beauty, the magnificence, the brilliance of his face can't be imagined. Yusuf alayhi salam, sir ankho pe, his handsomeness. And his handsomeness cannot measure with the handsomeness of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But on Qiyamah's day, that person who became a hafiz, he will have that handsomeness. How handsome he will be. And then it will be told to him to read. And as he reads every ayat, his parents' stages will be going higher and higher in Jannah. This is not for learning A, B, C. A for apple, B for bat, C for cat, D for dog. For all this, it isn't there. This is for Quran Sharif. And it isn't also, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali laments from the bottom of his heart, how many parents taught their children Quran Sharif, made them hafiz, but their negligence, they forgot. Not only their hips, they forgot, even forgot how to read. And they're not reading. So these are the things, and mostly why? Because of going to university, going to high school. Unfortunately, we were also like that. From primary, we went to high school. Now we're high school students. We have no time for madrasa now. No time for namaz now. We're high school students. No time for Quran Sharif. Allah forgive us. Whereas all the time had to be for this. This is what is our real object, motive. This is what is going to give us everything in life. So this Quran Sharif is a great, great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Allah has given us. And we can only realize a ni'mat when we apply it. If you have got the best medicine and cancer, such a killer disease, and the doctor says one tablet you take, finish your cancer. No side effects. And you are boasting about it and talking, but you're not taking it. So what are you going to benefit? And even if you don't talk about it, you don't boast and anything, you just take the tablets you get. Quran, what is all the disease of the spiritual diseases worse than cancer? And Quran Sharif is that tablet, you just take it. But that is if we will take the Quran Sharif. And we will read the Quran Sharif. It is mentioned in one hadith, that on one occasion, one Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu was making tahajjud namaz and he was reading his Quran Sharif. So as he was reading, he noticed a cloud coming down. And in that cloud, there were lights, shining light in that cloud. And as the cloud came down, he had his horse next to him near there, small house. And not so difficult to understand, our garages with the cars also attached with the houses. So there also, that was the horse was there, and his little child was sleeping on a bed also just there. And as the cloud was coming down, he noticed it, and the dog started jumping wildly, out of control. He was worried, my child is here, the horse will kick the child, my child will die, get hurt, etc. He stopped reading. Then the cloud started going away. And his horse became more, stood still again. Again he started reading, happened again, few times. Then he was worried of his child, he didn't read that. In the morning he went to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, explained this happened at night. Say, may Allah have mercy on you. Had you carried on reading, the people of Medina should have seen the malaika with their naked eyes. And all that light in that cloud were all the malaika. And of your reading of the Quran Sharif, that all the malaika were coming down. That was for the Sahabi who saw it. Allah showed it by the barakat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the honorable era of the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, which was the best period in the world from at the time, not even Adam, before when Allah created till Qiyamah was the time when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was in this world. And it is beautiful, all that nur. And it applies today. We don't see it. But we read Quran Sharif in our house, that also the malaika come there. And clearly it is stated in the hadith, more than we will see with our eyes, the clouds coming with the malaika. What Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith, that is more for us than what we can see with our eyes. When Ibrahim alayhi salam passed away, the son of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his mother was very sad, naturally. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, if you wish, I will make dua, and you will see your child and join in Jannah. All the enjoyment and your heart will be at ease. She said, oh Allah, Nabi, more than what my eyes see, what I hear from your tongue, I got more yaqeen on your what you say. May Allah give us that. So by the recitation of the Quran, enough ahadith, Quran testifies to it, the barakat. So let us read Quran Sharif. This is that month for the Quran and the month of Siyam are interlinked, so interwoven so much that you can't separate the one from the two. You can't have Roza without Quran. And this month, Shahrul Ramadan, Unzila fihi al-Quran. This is that month that the Quran was revealed in this month. And like all the other heavenly kitabs also, all came in this month. This month is so auspicious that Allah sent all those kitabs, or by the kitabs coming, it made the month so auspicious. In any way, ni'ma al-raqib wa ni'ma al-markab. The rider also is honorable, and the car he's coming in is also honorable. If you get a visitor, and your visitor comes with a very smart car, and is a very special person, what to say? The Quran and the month of Ramadan, the conglomeration, the height of all greatness and goodness, spirituality, anwarat, and barakat from Allah Ta'ala have all come down. So Allah Ta'ala gave us, and all this greatness of this month, of the month of Ramadan, of the Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala says, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرِ. Those who find this month, who are in a healthy condition, all conditions apply to them, then don't take it as a farz of Roza, as an honor, فَلْيَصُمْ. In the respect and honor and the greatness of this month, keep Rozas. And that Rozas again, it is to show the greatness of this month, the greatness of the Quran Sharif. And more than that, it gives you a purification. It gives you your bodily, physical purification. The Hakims say the best treatment is fasting. For any disease, any problem, fasting is the best. And they will always prescribe that you must not eat this, you must not eat that. Parezi is a famous thing by the Hakims. By doctors not, you can eat this, eat it more. Once we are sitting and eating and a Hakim was present. So I said, Hakim Sahib is here, so he'll stop us. This is not healthy, that is not, we won't be able to eat. He said, no. I will tell you to eat more, you get more sick, you come more to me. I get more money, so I will encourage you to eat. That's what doctors do, eat and get sick and go more. But Hakims, they will say that don't eat this, don't eat that. This is the month of Parhizi, the month of Taqwa. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah Ta'ala has given this great, great month. So this month is more than the spiritual, more than physical purification. More than any other, it is spiritual purification. لَا يَمَسُّهُ إِلَّا الْمُطَحَّرُونَ. Nobody can touch the Quran, nobody should touch the Quran, can touch the Quran if he is dirty. You can't get the anwarat of the Quran if you are dirty. If you are full of sin and vice, your mind, your heart is polluted with kufr and shirk, The kuffar can't benefit from the Quran Sharif. They have got no iman and yaqeen on the Quran. Those who are free of that, and those who are free, how much they are free, they have no doubt the Quran started, la rayba fi. If a person got any doubts of any aspect of deen, any aspect of the Quran, the magnificence, the greatness, the truthfulness of the Quran, he cannot benefit from the Quran. Those who have got that unflinching, complete, convincing yaqeen, this is the kitab of Allah. This is absolute. The world can turn upside down. Everything can turn around. But kalamullah, jahan tha, ab bhi wahi hai. It is where science dano ki baatein badalti rehti hai. The talks of the scientists, every time new theory. This theory debunks the previous theory. Now it's a new theory. All the things you see in a major newspapers, the BMW is advertised as the ultimate of technology. The next year again it is advertised as the ultimate of technology. It was already, now again. And so this is their stories. But the Quran Sharif, 100% where it was, what it claimed 100,000 years ago. Today the same claim of the Quran. And it holds watertight. The teachings of the Quran are 100% complete. So this, we purifier, Allah gave us this beautiful rosas to purify ourselves. We understand that there are little children, the mother has to put them in a bathroom and she has to go and pee now and then, are they bathing? They don't want to bath. Or they just open the shower, they're standing in one corner. So the mother has to check, are they bathing or not? They must bath. So if we are still small children and we don't want to keep the rosas, we don't want to clean ourselves. But when you grow up a little bit, you just become an adolescent, you become very conscious of your cleanliness, your health, your smartness. Now you want cosmetics, now you want perfume, now you want shampoo, all that. If we grow up and then see all the cosmetics of month of Ramadan. Now to purify you, take the shower of the month of Ramadan. Cleanse yourself. Like small children, they're not interested. But as a little, not still grown, you haven't become matured. You're just a young boy. But now you have your mind and now you're thinking now. Now your mind is no more in flying kites or playing tops and top and marbles. Or today's modern all games. Now your mind is in other things now. Now your mind is in girls. Now your mind is in girls and you worried of your dressing, my hairstyle, my everything. I must bath, I must use shampoo, I must use perfume, all those things. Now we growing up coming towards Allah, worry about the hurul een. They are so beautiful. Mustn't we also become beautiful? So use the cosmetics and all this beautiful tawbah, istighfar, you cleanse yourself. Quran Sharif cleanses you. Ramadan Mubarak cleanses you. Tawbah, istighfar, you become clean of sin. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Just so much and more better if you read Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. No sin is left on you. All your sins are forgiven. Become pure. This Maah Mubarak, the pure month Allah gave us to purify us. So let us purify us, then read Quran Sharif. If you're going to read Quran Sharif with your dirty hands, with your dirty mouth, stinking mouth, of worse than the smell of the mouth if you don't clean your mouth, worse than that, the lying, the backbiting, words of kufr, words of shirk, all those things, then how can you enjoy the Quran when your mouth is clean? And now you can make love to your wife. How many wives complain? My husband doesn't clean his mouth. And how can I make love to him? Hey, the complaints come. So Quran Sharif, to have the love of the Quran, we must be pure of all the spiritual diseases. Maah Ramadan, la'allakum tattaqoon. To purify, to clean yourself. This is that great month that has come. In this month, let us try and purify. Allah gave us this prescription. Purify yourself. When you are pure, now you will touch Quran Sharif. Your touching of the Quran will be anwarat and barakat. And you're reading with your tongue and with your eyes, you are looking at Quran Sharif. All the anwarat of the Quran will come in you now. With regard to Kaaba Sharif, our Qibla Kaaba Sharif, ulama have written that Allah's rahmat all comes down on Baytul from the arsh of Allah to Baytul Ma'mur, which is the Kaaba of the Malaika. They make tawaf around Baytul Ma'mur. There it is intensified. It is made more focused it is. It comes on Kaaba Sharif. And from Kaaba Sharif, then it spreads through the whole world. All the masajid and the whole world. All that barakah. But we must open our hearts for Kaaba Sharif. Then when people are making namaz, the Kaaba is like a cube, the formation of it. But the stuffs around Kaaba are all circles. They are not in a cube, in a square form. The stuffs are all in circles. And these spread right from the haram where we can see, if you're on the first floor, the upper floor, you can see all the stuffs. They spread in the whole haram sharif, outside, and throughout the whole world, this whole picture is. And it's 24 hours. According to time, difference everywhere. And in those serfs, malaika have come to do their duty in the world. Namaz time they join, they also in those serfs. And then there are great awliya in the world. Where in Alaska, we don't know which great buzurg there is. Where in the city of America, New York and California, there are great buzurgs. Where in the jungles and the villages of Africa and Asia, they are great buzurgs. They are pious, pious women, young children, young people who are pious. They are also in all that stuff. And all this, yeah, what coming from Allah, and all this together, if we focus on Kaaba, we get all that. Similarly, understand with Quran Sharif, it is filled with the barakah till the day of Qiyamah. We must become eligible. We must be fitting. We must pass the test. We must be clean. Allah gave us this month of Ramadan to purify us. Gave us rozas, not only of roza of not eating, drinking, and having conjugal relations, but Allah gave us this month to of roza of the eyes, purify your eyes. Now look at Quran Sharif with clean eyes. If your eyes are not right, they're not focused right. You see things also, you don't see them right. A young boy learning to, a child learning to read Quran Sharif, the ustad says, see what you are reading. And he's still reading Ya Alamun. Again, after he gave 2-3 shots, look, now he says, it's Ta Alamun. He couldn't see it till now. Something wrong with his eyes. And you couldn't get the taste of the Quran to read Allahu Akbar. Reading of Quran Sharif should give you that more than what all the biryani of the world and all the roast of the world, the Quran Sharif, the taste of reading Quran Sharif, hearing Quran Sharif. What is the melodious sound of a singing woman who has got a beautiful voice, Quran Sharif. And those who got a taste of it, Inna sami'na Qur'anan ajaba yahdi ila rushd. The jinnat, when they heard, and who was reading? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And where? In Nakhla. Somewhere outside where all the palm trees were, Nabi alayhi salatu was reading. What was that? Allah make us, as Maulana explained, Allah has blessed the Arabs with Quran Sharif. And when the Imams of the Haram, when they read, Allah correct all other matters also. But the Quran Sharif, and when it's read by a reciter who reads correct also, and who reads, our Ustad, Hazrat Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, should stress a lot, read Quran Sharif with jazb. What ishq and what love read Quran Sharif. Not how we want to, we are half sleepy and we are reading. I don't know which page, I turned 2 pages. One time, my one granddaughter, I told you, when are you going to finish? Beginning of, somewhere in Ramzan, you only finish so much for us. And just jokingly, I told her, mashallah, she read very, I say, now you're turning 5 pages all the time to finish up quick and to catch up. No, it is, but we don't know which page we are reading, how we are reading. The Taraweeh generally, that one time was, we hardly hate Quran Sharif Taraweeh in our country, very little. But now, alhamdulillah, we have got. One time, the readers, you wouldn't know whether they're reading in Arabic or they're reading in Turkish language or in Pashto language. But now, mashallah, pure Arabic, good readers. And they are reading, well, by and large, the reading has made shukar Allah. We don't really realize in the 70s, the Ummah had gone very low down in the Haramain Sharifain. It wasn't the Haram what we see today. There were torn Qurans, and the shelves also were all, there wasn't cleanliness. There was, the Qurans were torn, and no system there was. But today, mashallah, the Quran Sharif, what beautiful stands they have made for the Quran Sharif. How they keep them, how they are, Allahu Akbar, we see the cleaners, what you can never think of, they go and clean those things also. Even the Quran Sharif, little bit rain seems to be coming, they got those plastic covers they got. Everything there, today Allah has brought, make qadar. Let us not be stagnant. If you are stagnant, you are not stagnant. You are dropping down. Let us be progressive spiritually. Don't worry of the dunya thing. Allah will give us more dunya if we have deen in our lives. Worry about our deen. And Allah gave us, Allahu Akbar. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahmatullah alayhi, one of our great scholars, ulama, they say, the Quran Sharif is that which has come from the Zat of Allah. Quran is not makhluk, it's not created. It's a sifat of Allah Ta'ala. It's not the fail of Allah, it's a quality of Allah. Quran Sharif, ghair makhluk. And when you read it, you go back to Allah, to the Zat of Allah. As the beautiful dua of Shabi Barat also. Allahumma, a'udhu bi'afwika min iqabik. I seek your forgiveness from your punishment. That is the fail of Allah, the work, the verb, the doing of Allah Ta'ala. Wa min wa'udhu bi ridhaka min safatik. And I seek your pleasure from your displeasure. That is the sifat of Allah Ta'ala. Wa'udhu bika minka. That is the zat of Allah Ta'ala. So in that one dua, in that one night, make your journey of Mi'raj. That we start off with the obedience of Allah, with namaz, with Quran Sharif, with siyam and fasting, and you move on to the sifat and to the zat of Allah Ta'ala. This is that month for us to do, make that journey to reach Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us very greatly in this month. So purify ourselves completely. And this Quran Sharif is such a kitab that it will all, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Jami'ul ulum fil Quran. All knowledge is in the Quran Sharif. When the train, the locomotive, the engine of the train, when it was made in over 150 years or so, and the train lines, the railway lines were laid, they brought it to Dioban also to show the people. The train was passing and all went and see something, because before that they should only travel on foot or on ox wagon or their horses, donkeys, etc. But now you're going to travel, you just sit comfortably, you don't have to do anything. And you reach 1,000 kilometers away. So they went and see, our buzurgs also went and see, and Allahu Akbar, what foresight, insight, deep insight. Our buzurg, when they said, they just said, وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ يَخْلُقُ فَعَلْ مُضَارِي. That is present and future. Allah is created and will keep on creating. مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. What you don't know. 10-15 years ago, nobody in the world knew there can be something like a railway train. There are railway tracks and trains. Nobody knew that there can be something like a motor car about 200 years ago or so. Nobody knew there can be something like an aeroplane. Allah creates it. وَيَخْلُقُ. Allah does it on the hands of different people. But the real fa'il haqiqi is only Allah Ta'ala, none other but Allah. And Allah will keep on. Today what forms of transport we know, forms of communication. Who knew about that you could communicate with somebody? The telephone. When the telephone came, and the telephone is also one invention which was by mistake. And the same way with the email, how it came about, it was like Allah wants it to be done. Allah has it done. At the end, the forms of communication from where to where, which people could never know. Today what we know, just a few years ago, who knew about the cell phone? And then when the cell phone came, who knew about the smartphone? And the smartphone, what it does for you? And what is still going to come, there is no doubt. As the need arises, Allah will send the order, whether it's communication, whether it's transport. Anyway, we on our real, the main thing is our spiritual journey towards Allah. And this month of Ramadan, from the first of Ramadan, Allah brought us out of His mercy. We didn't, you under barakat of Haramain Sharifain, book your ticket, book your hotels, pay for it, everything. Go there. Tolerate the crowds which are there. And if it's hot, tolerate the heat what is there. And all the gunas which are taking place. You are in the middle of all that. Man, woman mixing, photos being taken. But for Ramadan, Allah sends it to you. You didn't have to ask for it. You don't need a visa for Ramadan to come to you. And Allah sends it to you. Even you in the jungle it comes. If you are on a ship somewhere, Ramadan will come to you there also. And it comes with all its beauty, and with all its magnificence, and with all its presence and gifts and great, great. What Ramadan gives us, unimaginable things, and freely available. Just like that where Mahmud Ghaznavi had opened his palace and said, whoever wants to take today, he put out all the gems, pearls, diamonds, valuable stones, spread them out. Whoever puts his hand on whatever it is his. The same Harun al-Rashid did in his time. And there was Khalisa, his prized slave woman. And here was Ayaz, the slave of Mahmud, was a great man. And they did not go forward to take anything. He said, didn't you people hear? They say, repeat what's your command, O king. He said, whatever you put your hand on is yours today. They still stood still. He's still not moving. Repeat again. They went and put their hand on the king. And when the king is ours, this is a small percentage which he has put today. And a small percentage of what is in his treasures. And a much more smaller percentage of what will still come in his treasures. If I got you, O king, I got all of that also. So this month has come with all. The rozas, the sawabs, the nafal becomes a faraz. Faraz becomes 70 faraz. The Quran Sharif we recite, the reward of it is so much, it is multiplied. Nafal becomes a faraz. Our nafal, tasbihat which we read, which are so valuable. In this month they are much more. Duas which is also optional, not faraz. So the duas become so valuable. Everything of our charity we give, zakat is faraz. But any other charity also, extra lidla, this month it becomes the value of a faraz. All the nawafil, what an opportunity. Allah has put all that. And don't forget that get Allah also. Don't only run after all that is mubarak. Sir ankope, we need it, all the sawab. But don't forget to get Allah also. And Allah, if a person who gets Allah, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah. In order to reach Allah, get taqwa. You have got your iman. Now half your work is done. You only need the other half, that is taqwa. And you will be with Allah. And for that also Allah made it easy. Kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. Be with the Sadiqeen. And this was in the annals of history. We find Sheikh Kabir Rifai, rahmatullah alayh, his khanqah, hundreds, thousands of people used to come. Imam Jawzi, rahmatullah alayh, went to his khanqah in Baghdad on the 15th of Shaban. 100,000 people, he said. And all hosted and accommodated by the Sheikh himself, personally. In his gatherings, people counted up to 40,000 ink pots, where the people should write down all what he used to say. He had 81,000 khulafa in Iraq. In every town, village, 81,000 khulafa. Murids, no number, no count of the murids. So this was all to achieve this great thing Allah has given us. Brought us here, let us take the proper advantage. Let us purify ourselves. And then when we, at the end, our Eid will be taqwa. If we, how much of taqwa we acquired. And then be firm on this taqwa. And for that Allah gave us our roza siyam to purify ourselves. During the day is the roza. And the real time of Quran is 24 hours. But the real time is at night. Taraweeh Allah made us join yourself with Allah with Quran Sharif. But Allah put it in a gift pack. A beautiful gift pack of Taraweeh, of Namaz. The actual object is the Namaz of the Quran. And therefore Quran is recited so much in Taraweeh. And it Allah put the main object is the Quran. And the object of Ramzan is the Quran. Object of Taraweeh. And Taraweeh is at night after Isha. And so we find that many of our Buzurgs, that they used to, after Taraweeh, almost whole night, they should listen to Quran from different people. And they should read again. And whole night they should occupy themselves. If Allah read Quran 24 hours. Yeah, the system is not. That where the at Haram Sharif, 24 hours tawaf takes place. Yeah, we got no Kaaba to make the tawaf here, yeah, but we can read Quran Sharif 24 hours. But the real time for Quran is at night. If you want to sleep in the day, read more Quran if you can. But the night time, it should be spent also how much it is possible. As we read, a person who reads 100 ayats at night, a person who reads 200 ayats at night, what great virtues. So Allah gave us this month, and the Quran is the honor of the month of Ramadan Allah made honorable, made it a gift wrapping of the Quran. Allah made the gift wrapping of Taraweeh for the Quran Sharif. Read our Taraweeh also with feeling, with enthusiasm. Not the first Taraweeh we look for, not the first shortest Taraweeh, not a Taraweeh with some other rakat, not some Kong Fong Taraweeh also. Read Taraweeh 20 rakats properly. And where it is done, and the reading is also male, and by and large it is like that. So let us honor this month. Whoever will honor this month, Allah will honor him. Allah will honor him in this world. Allah will honor him in the qabr. Allah will honor him on the day of Qiyamah. Those people who kept roza on the day of Qiyamah, they will be, when people will be in the hisab, kitab, accountability, and questioning and answering, and they will be in their sweat, and they will be in their difficult condition. These people will be in the shade of the throne of Allah, when there will be no other shade. And the cool, calm, wonderful, serene wind that will be blowing, and the enjoyment, and what fruit will be there, what food will be, who will be serving all that, and they will be seeing that, yeah, we are. Just like that person who will be in the middle of Jannah, who will be in Jannah. And he said, I had a friend who told me there is nothing like Allah, nothing like Akhirat. And then they say, you want to see him? He will see him from Jannah in the middle of Jahannam. And he will say, Allah shukr. Allah saved me. I didn't come in his talk. Beware on whose talks we come. Who influences us in the wrong way. And then, unfortunately, he said that, had that not been the case, I should be with him there in Jahannam. And here I am. So the people who will be eating in the shade of the throne of Allah, and what wonderful, how comfortable, and with what enjoyment, all because of the fasting here. Make our fast true fast. Make our connection with Quran Sharif. Read Quran Sharif and fulfill the rites of the Quran Sharif. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.